And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to a very sunny and bright San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have the man, Hoos is here. Bob Hoos from Costa is here. We're going to be having a great time talking Costa sunglasses, fishing, and a lot of fun. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and 97.3 The Fan and YouTube and Facebook Live.
Hey, San Diego. The Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers, and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. A few more buttons to push. Yeah. I'm so stoked. This is my first show being back on the Fan, and I'm so pumped about it.
Yeah,
this was
for sure.
Really good. You guys had a great last weekend.
Thank you very much.
It was really fun.
And you had a good vacation?
We had a great one, man. Yeah. It was really fun. Went to Tennessee and visited some family. Had never been back to that part of the country before, and saw Nashville and all the history and stuff is back. It was awesome. It was a really good
trip. That's cool. And you're now in command of the control board here. I'm taking a little break here in a couple weeks, and Ricky's training on all the new gears.
Yes, if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube Live, we've switched seats, and there's a whole lot more buttons on this side.
A lot more.
Usually I'm just on my phone looking at text, you know, reading all the fun, talking about CalSTAR numbers, and there's a whole lot more on this end of it.
Yeah, for sure. And then Jeff's on the board over at the Fan. We appreciate him. And Bob Hoos. Good morning.
It looks like a rave party in here.
Yeah,
like a DJ.
But we don't have like a dip.
We need some turntables here.
We still have the old card table.
Maybe we get Jamie from Seasons up in here and get us
done. That's right. He's rocking the tunes.
That's right. So what's been going on with Costas, man? You came bearing gift. Look at these things.
Yeah, what a we're gonna have a couple winners at the end of the show, a caller and a text.
A caller and a texter.
And what I brought for these winners is I have the new Broadbill 2 with gold mirror.
Check these out.
Broadbill 2.
You're looking at YouTube and Facebook. That's the new gold mirror, and they're super. Describe the gold mirror lens because it's very different.
Yeah, gold mirror has a rose base, and it's one level of like light down from green mirror.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to allow a lot more light in than the green mirror.
Yes,
and
you can probably put them on a lot earlier in the morning.
Good for overcast days. When we have that overcast condition in the spring. A lot of guys were asking about the gold. And, California, we don't have bluebird days.
Right.
Through the whole spring, summer. And guys are it's almost like they're coming on the boat with a quiver now. I love it.
Yeah.
It's like every lens color has an application. And just the last couple seasons on my boat, my friends get on and they have like two or three pairs on the galley table. Legit, I'm like, nice, you guys are rocking. They're like, oh, it's overcast, I'm wearing gold, or sunrise silver. Oh, the sun's out, I'm wearing this. But, the lens colors really are a trend right now. And anglers love technology.
Yeah.
And they embrace it.
This is a great one.
That's Broadbill 2.
Broadbill 2. That's a new one?
That's the new Broadbill. That's Broadbill 2.
I like those, yeah.
And then check these out.
Rinconcito.
Yeah, it's almost like in lifestyle. Between that, in between a Spiro. Like, I like them.
Yeah. A little bigger than Rinconcito.
We'll put them on, Pete. Yeah, see if they fit. Yeah.
We got Pete in the Sueños earlier.
Yeah,
that's not my gear.
that looks great on
this
you.
One, this one's okay. Yeah.
Sueños.
What about you? See, because you've got Sporting Rinconcito on the top there.
No, I wear a Spiro XL. This feels great for me.
Great.
Like, this is just a slightly smaller version of a Spiro XL.
So this is Broadbill.
That's Broadbill 2.
Broadbill 2.
I like it.
And this is Sueños.
Sueños,
this is our new lifestyle pair.
Like that's like coming soon to the decks of the Shogun.
every deckhand and fisherman.
Let me put these on.
No. Don't joke about it. The kids are going crazy on this look. It's got a gray lens, so there's a glomer of deckhand out there that's going to be rocking.
Yeah. That's cool.
So that's the gray lens there, which is pretty much my everyday wear. It's like that gray silver mirror. Is that, now, what's the difference between gray silver mirror and gray?
So the gray silver mirror and the gray, of course, the gray silver mirror has a mirror outer layer.
Right.
And the gray is
just straight gray.
Gray is good for every day. I mean, it's a lifestyle lens. It's very, it's going to work on so many conditions. And also you're going to see the colors that your natural eye sees. So gray's actually one of our best sellers in the California market. And then you get into the blue mirror, the green mirror, copper, silver mirror, gold mirror. And this one, where is it? I just had it. The Sunrise Silver Mirror.
That's what you sport a lot.
This is my gift to you because you're going to Patagonia, and when you're fly fishing, the guys are going to...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's like Sunrise Silver Mirror. That's low light condition.
Yeah.
And I love that pair of glasses because Coast has had Sunrise Yellow for a long time. They were just a little bit funky for me to be wearing like a pair of neon yellow shades.
Right.
But they put that silver mirror film on there. Now it just looks like because I'm a gray silver mirror most of the time.
Right.
But all you see from the outside looking in is that little silver film.
Right.
But what you get to see looking out of the glasses is everything enhanced and bright and shined up. And if you're sight fishing, that's it.
100% overcast days, sight fishing, like Ricky was saying. And what I noticed last year, and we were talking about how people are embracing lens technology, is I probably had a dozen calls from the boats right here, the captains, not the deckhands that are outside. But if you think about it, the captains are in enclosed wheelhouse.
Sure.
Right.
They have a lot more shade. And when they're pulling up on a school of fish, they're like, Bob, I want a lens for an overcast day, you know, early yeah. morning, late in the day. And we sent them Sunrise Silver Mirror, and it was 100% like, I'm rocking.
That's awesome.
Sunrise Silver is a perfect, like, your next pair.
You just made me smile when you said, you know, you're talking to the guys that are tied up out here. That is the truth. Like, Costa dominates what is on the heads of the guys that drive the boats. And that's no blowing smoke because you're sitting here. Like, I mean, I see it every day of my life at the tackle store. When everybody walks in, they virtually all have a pair of Costas on the top of their hat or hanging from a pair of Crokies, whatever it is. Like, you know, it's the best advertisement that there is. Those guys are paying with their own money, put up or shut up, and, like, yeah. it is what everyone wears down here.
And it's a working relationship with the captains in Costa. When I see, like, one of those guys on my phone, you know, captain, I instantly get my pad and paper out because they're going to tell you something.
Yeah, totally.
To improve your sunglasses, right. to improve your product, a trend, what they're out on the water 200 days a year. So when they call, I'm all ears because their input is so critical to see our community grow, the sunglass business grow. They're out there using the product. And
right.
another thing I like about these guys down here is when they send a guy off the boat and say, hey, you know, this guy's interested in buying a new pair of sunglasses, they can just walk up to Fisherman's Landing, Seaford, Dana Landing, and walk out the door, and you're in the element.
Yeah, totally.
And you can really see the difference of each lens color because you're outside. And I tell people, like, hey, you're buying sunglasses – don't buy them online. Go to the store. Make sure they fit your face.
Right.
And take them
so
outside.
Important.
Take them outside. And you're looking for a low light lens? Well, go to that store early in the morning.
Right.
When it's low light and walk outside and check them out.
We always say the same thing when we're, you know, fitting somebody in with a pair of shades. Like, don't walk out the door, look in the water. Like, you know, you have the advantage
yeah,
in there.
You guys,
like, and it is crazy the difference between different lens colors, what they do. Like, they all do different things, pros and cons to each. And, yeah, it's I'm with you. And the fit is everything. You just can't
find it.
Got to
have
online.
The fit right. And yeah.
So silver,
Sunrise
silver
mirror.
So one thing I noted was is when you're sight fishing, the difference in the lens color is
critical.
ultra
yeah.
important.
Yeah.
For I mean, like, I was wearing a pair of blue mirror.
It's probably too dark.
I couldn't see.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I
too
put on the green silver mirror, way better.
Yeah.
Put on the
all the
gold,
options.
Green,
yeah, gold,
yeah.
green.
And
yeah.
the lighter you went, the better it was.
Yeah.
So that's why this would be such a good choice. But what about bright, sunny skies, though?
Blue mirror.
I mean, like, for sight fishing?
For sight fishing, it's polarized.
Okay.
It's going to cut the glare, and you're going to be able to see under the water, see
yeah.
what's out there, you know, spot a
That's
turn, watch
That's
your kite. But what you were saying earlier is so true. I'm seeing guys now that I fish with, and, you know, they're bringing a backpack full of sunglasses.
Really?
I love it because
yeah.
they're like,
yeah, that's, that's like a whole quiver of rods for Ricky.
Right,
right.
they're bringing their quiver. And like last year, the kelp fatty fishing was so slow, almost non-existent. So when we were offshore, we stopped, you know, we wouldn't stop on them. We just do a drive-by. And the guys on the bridge would, you know, have their coasters on the different lens colors. And they're like, oh, no one home. Let's keep going. And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Got all the eyeballs out there looking.
Everybody looking. Yeah.
yeah and it,
what about
it,
when you're looking through a pair of binoculars and then switching to glasses? Is there a particular – I mean, you're on your boat prospecting all the time, a 36 Pacific, you're fishing all the time.
Yeah, there's people playing with different lens caps for gyros and binoculars.
Right.
We're not there yet. But when you – you know, if you got a guy in the gyros and a couple guys wearing Costas, you're set. You're gonna see stuff close to the boat, stuff behind the boat, underwater, and then the guys in the binoculars or gyros are looking out.
It was
one thing it's covered.
That was one of the things I wanted to ask you about. I mean, you've been in the, you know, SoCal Marlin world for forever. And, you know, we do get so – there's no denying what an important tool a pair of gyros is, multiples of them. It's the reason you see the Lasleys and five pairs in the bridge. But, you know, also, and you being a guy that runs – how many fish – have you seen from the one guy that doesn't have a pair strapped to his head? He's just got his trusty 580s on.
Yeah.
And, hey, man, there's one right there. There's one going down the side
it
of the boat. You
happens
know? How many fish have you
all
seen
the time
without it, that? You know?
It happens. You look past them.
Yeah.
They're right next to the boat. Oh, there's a tailor right next to the boat. And
you have three guys burning their eyeballs a mile away from you, and there's one sliding down the side of the boat.
You know, when you're marlin fishing, the popularity of fishing ballyhoo, when you found a school of fish, like, I'm like, if someone's not looking behind the boat at the spread and has a good pair of sunglasses on, I like green mirror when I'm looking behind the boat. You're going to miss fish. I mean, they'll come up behind a ballyhoo and shadow it. If you're not seeing it under the water, you're going to miss that fish.
And green mirror.
That can be your one fish of the day.
So let me ask you this. Costa makes different types of frames. They make the 580 glass and then the 580 polycarbonate, right?
Polycarbonate and glass. We highly recommend glass for anglers.
Huge, yeah.
It's not going to scratch.
So who wears polycarbonate then?
Mostly like guys that are hiking, golf, bicycles, hunting. We sell a lot of
why? Because they can fall or something?
They're light.
They're crazy light.
Oh,
I mean, it's not like a regular pair of glass lenses is heavy. But polycarbonate is really light.
Super light.
Super light.
We have like over 250 pairs that we have in the store, and I think like 240 of them are glass. You know, we have some polycarbonate. It's lesser expensive. It's much lighter weight. There are some things, but the reality is we're fishermen, and like you make a cast, the spray comes off your reel.
It's not for us. You can't throw them on this card table without them being scratched. So.
Yeah.
I highly recommend go with the glass. It's going to cost more, but they're going to last.
Yeah. And then they're not heavy. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Poly's crazy light, but glass isn't heavy.
Yeah. And so that's the difference. But what Ricky was saying, I mean, go with the glass. I mean, it's a good investment. You're going to get a quality lens. It's not going to scratch. And, It's just for anglers, 100% glass.
I would say the same thing. Like, they, you know, if you went everywhere and had a spray bottle and a microfiber cleaning cloth, that'd be fine. But none of us are that guy.
Yeah.
We're all fishermen. You
just
make a cast. The guy next to you makes
even
a cast.
They come
a bunch
with
of
cloth, right? Even though we have the blue cloth in the case,
in
I rarely see them.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we're a lick your finger, wipe your t-shirt.
The crazy
kind of
thing
guy.
Is, on the 580 glass, you do this,
it
doesn't scratch them.
Yeah, you know, if you're organized with your tackle, sunglasses, you'll have the we sell the clean kit, the spray,
right,
and the microfiber cloth, and keep one of those in your tackle box, and you know, especially on a long range trip, at the end of the day, you know, get the scales off and stuff like that.
Yeah, it works.
Just keep them clean.
Yeah, I always wonder about the polycarbonate because you know, you always have that option. Oh, well,
expensive. If you think about it, like, I mean, you have a 2-speed reel, you know, base price $300. Costa's $240 to $350. You gotta take care of your sunglasses like you would your 2-speed reel.
Right.
I mean, we're not throwing those around.
No.
You know, don't throw your Costa's around.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Bob's come bearing gifts.
Boy, you're not kidding. I mean, obviously, we mentioned at the beginning of the show there, what an opportunity this is going to be for one lucky caller and one lucky texter.
Yeah.
Two pairs of Costas given away at the end of the show today. And like we mentioned, that brand new Sueños, the brand new style, very, very cool looking frame. And then also that Broadbill 2, the two that we had just mentioned there, we're giving both of those away at the end of the show. And so rad.
And
that
don't
such a...
forget, on Saturdays, we only have phones the first hour.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you that call have a really good chance this hour to get through.
I did not think about that.
Yeah.
That's a really good call.
So you have a really good chance to take home a pair of Costas.
Yeah, all text in the second hour
and
both phone calls and text in the first hour.
Yeah.
Speaking of
Saturday only, of course, now that's our new schedule. On Saturday only, we're on the fan from 7 to 8, and then on our app for the full 2 hours, 7 to 9. And then on Sunday, of course, we're on the fan, 7 to 9 a.m. Mentioned last week maybe there was a preemption. Nope, no preemption. Tomorrow will be full-time on the fan tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., with phone calls and text, as well as our Let's Talk Hookup app and YouTube and Facebook Live.
That's it. And if you want to get through on the phones, be a part of the show this morning. If you got a question for Hoos, you want to talk fishing, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. It feels so good to be back with the fans. Yeah. So excited. Again, new phone number if you didn't catch last week's show, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the fan this morning. Be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. Give us a call. And like you said, man, it's your opportunity to win a brand new pair of coasters. Also, the text. Texting the show is so popular. And again, the only way that you can get your questions in for the second hour on Saturday only. And texting the show only happens through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have the app already, so suggest getting it. It's a free download. It's such an easy way to listen to the Let's Talk Hookup stream. And it's the only way that you can text in your questions. Also, make sure you include your contact info when you do. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, just to make sure if you win those brand new pair of Broadbill 2s that we get them to you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show this morning. So much to cover, so much to talk about. Boy, if you want to join us, we're looking forward to hearing from you. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, reading those texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fishermen in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Get ready for the most exciting outdoor show of the year, the giant 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 6th to the 9th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 6th to Sunday, March 9th, the 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Events Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Let's talk hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fun on the fan. Talking with Hoos.
Yeah.
Little Costa. Today's going to be a great day.
Yeah,
though.
Fun to have Hoos in this. It's a great way to start the year with Hoos.
I love coming down here, especially in the winter. We can get fired up for the spring and talk fishing. And
so what have you been doing? You've been fishing. You've been down Baja.
Went down to Cabo. It's tradition. I go down to Cabo for the holidays, get away from the craziness.
Yeah,
I didn't bring my laptop. I just tuned out explored and super fun down there. It was endless summer. We went down there, it was 80 degrees, water was warm, fish were biting, and come back to this and saw 43 degrees in the car driving there. What am I going steelhead fishing this morning?
But it'll warm up to 70, so
I learned this last week. This boy here is not built for back east. Like, that is just not a thing. Tennessee was fantastic, and we had the best time. Dude, that was cold like I've never experienced in my life. I don't travel to that part of the country when it's cold. I was freezing.
Makes it difficult to wear shorts.
Bro, it was so bad.
The thing I like about January, February, there's not much going on local.
Yeah.
You know, rockfish, whitefish, sculpin. So it's a good time to work on your boat, get it all dialed in. And I was just talking to Randy Wood at Blue Water Bait Tanks.
Yeah, Randy, our buddy.
We're getting our bait tanks on the Prospector all dialed in. And Randy's the guy.
He's
like getting us all dialed up. And it's a good break because you got like 3 months to just get your boat dialed in, get your gear dialed in, sunglasses dialed in, and then, you know, after the shows, we start getting
so you don't fish a lot in January, February, March?
No, like I said, it's a good time to, you know, boat projects. We're in show business.
Yeah.
I'm driving the van.
You guys aren't lobster fishing guys?
You know, my lobster spot is real close by Pearson's Port. I go in there and I pick out which ones I want, and I stay warm and the boat's clean.
There you go.
But I used to be a savage on that hoop netting thing, and I don't know. It's a young man's game. When you put in all the work and, you know, the boat's a mess and, you know, I'll never forget, we were over at Catalina and we had a little skiff picking up our hoops and our flashlight went out and we picked up a hoop and my buddy, he heard this, you know, clacking sound. And I was like, oh, there's one in there. He stuck his hand in there.
Oh!
No, man scream. Pulled it out. There was a moray eel
on his hand
inside the hoop net.
Yeah,
and a lobster.
Oh,
and just a full man scream, and he whipped it off his hand.
Ow!
Blood everywhere, and I'm like, I'm too old for this.
I hate those things.
Pearson's Newport.
I like
you
it.
Know, yeah. You know, you're gonna pay a little bit more, but you know, when you factor it all in, and my gosh, when you go out of Newport, sometimes you know, for a sundowner, there's just light sticks
everywhere,
traffic, and you know, the commercial guys. It's crazy.
Well, I'm still one of those old guys that likes to do it, but the key is you got to have the ace line.
I was just gonna say,
you have to have the
ace hauler.
Yeah, and you have to have people to pull. The
I got one still in my truck,
and I just drive the boat.
So what you're saying is you like to drive your boat around at nighttime and then bring lobsters.
Right.
Got it. Got that vibe.
Enjoy the bay. Yeah, and all
totally.
That kind of
my
stuff,
next. If I need a fishing fix this time of the year, I'll go down to Newport and walk the beach with that gulp sand worm. Yeah. Just catch a couple perch, and occasionally there's halibut and yelp and croaker down there at the river jetties. But you know, or working on your boat, you know, make a couple casts, see what, you know, walk into your store, see what new baits are hot, and you know, make a couple casts.
You guys had me so fired up listening last week on the app with Captain Al Clowers talking about fishing in the bay in San Diego.
Yeah.
That is
all like, the different variety.
And this is the time for that too. There's really good tides. I think I think that big spotty bowl tournament is happening this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, like this is the time to be
good
fishing in the bay. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right in your backyard.
Sure. Totally.
Right here. Yeah. Yeah. Lots of good. And you have good bay fishing up in Newport too.
Yeah. It's improved. We had a cycle when they were dredging.
Yeah.
And it removed much of the eelgrass, and the fishing got slow.
Oh, okay.
A lot of, you know, anytime they're dredging, you know, the fish are just repositioned, scattered. But that's, it's been several years since bounced back. And, you know, I'm on a channel that's got really good spotted bay bass fishing where I keep my boat.
Nice.
And, I see the mafia kids go by and, I mean, I have names for every spotty that's living, you know, on the pilings. So I'm like, hey, George is right here.
Yeah. Get him.
Oh, my gosh. These kids are dialed. I mean, they have the newest, greatest gear. They're on a kayak or a little skiff, and they got all the baits. And, you know,
what we're seeing now is, like, fishing for sure is very cool again. Like, it's the it's like the thing to do. And, like, every day, multiple times in the afternoon, we always call them biker gangs. There's like a gang of like four kids, all on e-bikes, that like roll up with their e-bikes and their rod in their backpack, and they come in, they buy some swim baits, and they buy a tailspin, and they get a little bit of this, and then boom, out the door again, and they're gone.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's the range of the,
so
the shore-pounding kid is like pretty huge.
So
right
great
now.
To
that's
see
that. Pretty
yeah.
rad.
I'm not caught up in that whole community or up to date, so when I'm in a tackle store, I just grab the Groms. I'm like, you, come over here. Pick out what I need, and they go right to it, and I'm like, okay, is this the right stuff? Yep, you're good, Bob.
That's like, the best move. So many friends will come into the tackle store, you know, that I've made from being on Let's Talk Hookup, and ask the same thing, like, man, I'll tell you what I think, but, like, you need to talk to Dylan. Like, you need to talk to this guy right here. Like, this guy fished this morning. You know, fish this morning, he's going to fish as soon as he's off of work. Like, you need to talk to this guy.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, 833-288-0973. Jeff's standing by. One line open there. It's pretty full. I want to make mention before we jump into the phones that thanks to George over at Backbone Broadcast, we're now on TuneIn Radio, which is millions and millions of subscribers on TuneIn. It's an app that you download on your phone, and they have various broadcast venues, but you'll find a Let's Talk Hookup spot just when you get to TuneIn Radio. Just type in Let's Talk Hookup. We're there.
Sweet.
So you can listen to archives. You can listen to whatever's in there. And then after this weekend, we'll be on Spotify. So we're going to be on all the different venues, including, of course, the Let's Talk Hookup app and YouTube and Facebook.
I did an Instagram post for the show this morning to get everyone fired up and listen. And I just forwarded your listen on the app.
Listen
and
on
I
the
just
app.
Put it out there.
Yeah.
Everyone's
the
like,
app is so great.
I got it. I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. The app is great because you can do everything. You can call the show. You can text the show. You can listen live. You can listen to the archives. You can listen to the podcast. It's got everything on there. And it's free.
Yeah. I love it.
All right. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we start it off this morning with Robert? He's calling us from Canyon Country. Robert, thanks for getting us started here on the phones on Let's Talk Hookup.
I've been waiting all year for Bob to come on the show. I just want to say what a great guy he is. I got my first pair of Costas last year, and I had problems finding a pair that fit me good. And Bob was just incredible. Text messages, he hooked me up with my local tackle shop, which is Tackle Express in Valencia. And they worked back and forth to find me a pair. I ended up with King Tide 8s. And I just want to say what a great guy he is. Text messages, phone calls, customer service over the top. So I just want to thank you, Bob. The pair fit great, and I've been using them. Just want to thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's rad.
I appreciate that, and I remember you well, and we just hit it off. And
I want to make sure you are properly outfitted with your new Costas, and look forward to seeing you hopefully at the shows this spring. And again, thank you for the support, and I'm glad it all worked out for you.
So tell us about King Tide.
King Tide is a combination.
We hear Ali talk about it here on Let's Talk Hookup. But
King Tide is a combination of 40 plus years of innovation into one sunglass. It's like they told the product development team, make the most badass sunglass you can think of with all the technology at your hands, and that's what it is. There's two
different sizes.
Yeah, there's an 8 and a 6, and my gosh, I wear the 8, and you've got so many cool features on it. And, I mean, as far as like, you know, air ventilation, it's got the side shields, it's got like, you know, if you're sweating, it's got little channels to have the sweat come down. And it's a really cool looking lens.
They suction cup to your face in terms of like not allowing
adjustable nose guard. Yeah.
But you would think, well, if something is that, you know, I don't want to use the word tight, but like so like perfect fitting, you feel like, well, then I'm going to fog them up when I'm breathing. But it's not at all because there's vents everywhere. Like, it is a really, really cool pair of sunglasses.
A lot of our pro bass fishermen are rocking the King Tide because, I mean, their livelihood is being able to sight fish.
Yeah.
You know, see fish underwater, see structure, and they want the best of the best. And combine the King Tide features with a frame or a lens, like most of the bass guys are Green Mirror and Sunrise Silver for bass fishing. And a lot of the inshore guys, about the bait guys, you know, I check out all the Groms and I'm like, oh, I know these kids, what are they wearing? Oh, they're wearing Green Mirror, you know. But that King Tide, I mean, if you're in the market for the best of the best, that's it. That's like the, you know, Talica 50.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, there's nothing better.
Yeah.
Talica 50.
You have a great text.
I thought so, yeah. It's from Darren. He was texting us from Menifee. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show. Thanks, Pete, Rick, and Bob. Love it. Bob, does Costas make a baseball-style frame, like the larger old-school Oakley? And also, what lenses would you recommend for a green grass field on a bright blue day? And then lastly, will you guys be at PCS?
Okay, we'll go in order backwards. Yes, we will be at PCS, and that would be an excellent time to come by the booth, and we will fit you with that baseball style.
Mm-hmm.
And Fisherman's Landing, you guys are right behind us.
Yeah, we like share the wall.
So, yeah, we're going to have all Ricky's Costa stock in the Costa booth. So come over, check out, you know, get a frame that fits your dome and also looks great, whatever look you're going for. As far as, you know, sporting events, the lens colors, I see mostly Sunrise Silver Mirror.
Really?
On the field.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have thought that.
Yeah. Okay. It's interesting. Occasionally, I'll see the gold,
uh-huh.
But
lighter,
lighter colors.
Allowing more light in kind of stuff.
You know, I don't play baseball and football years ago, but I'm seeing a lot of guys like, oh, yeah, mostly baseball.
Yeah.
Of course, you're not going to wear them football, but the baseball guys are like Sunrise Silver Mirror.
Okay.
So, and they want a wrap. You know, they want that wrap. They don't want a lifestyle look.
Now, this is a wrap, right?
That's a wrap.
This is what you would call a wrap. Yeah. And that model
just
is
better
what?
Coverage.
That model is
that's
what?
Reefed in Pro.
Reefed in Pro.
Yeah, okay. That's what I wear. The thing about Reefed in Pro is I'll be at the show fitting customers, and we're going through several different styles, and we're not getting a fit. And I'm like, try Reefed in Pro. Oh! Fit.
Yeah.
It's one of those styles.
Big head, small head, everything.
It just works.
Yeah.
You know, so many times I've been.
Because you're
like,
a small head guy like me.
Well, yeah. I got a big head. No.
Yeah.
So many times we're just going through the lineup and we can't get it right. It's too loose, too tight.
Yeah.
Reefed in Pro.
But I'll in a big head, too.
Yeah, I'll literally take them off my head and go, hey, I wear Reefed and try it. Boom, works.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, start,
you know, if you don't know our brand, start with Reefton Pro, and you can go. You know,
the other one that the Tuna Alley also fits a lot of people.
Tuna Alley, a lot of the guys, a lot of the old guard is wearing Tuna Alley. Steve Lasley, Randy Wood, a lot of the guys that know our brand like Tuna Alley, but the Tuna Alley Pro is. Same frame, but you got the adjustable nose guard.
Gotcha.
The one thing that made me think, like, man, that's what I love about Kosas is just you just kind of gloss over. Oh, we're going through all these frames. This is too light, too loose. That's the beauty of Kosas. Like, that's the first step is you find the frame that fits you like a glove. Just like Robert in Canyon Country saying, he went through a bunch of them until they found, like, okay, this fits me perfect. And when you have, if you've just gone from cheap gas station shades to then having a pair of Kosas that fits your dome perfect and the right lens for what you do, it's another world. It's just awesome. I love it.
So you have lifestyle or you have like a performance frame reefed in pro, and then more the squared up lifestyle would be like Spiro XL. Mm-hmm. And I look at the numbers on your store, your sales, and that Spiro XL. It's like, what's going on down there?
It's because I smile. It's the exact same thing that Houston's saying. We try to fit a pair of guys, and he doesn't find out. I just pull mine off of my hat and say, hey, what are these things? Oh, yeah, I just want these. Hey, we got a whole lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. Lots more of your phone calls and texts. We got catch reports and more. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sports Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norselithium.com. That's NORSK lithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey guys, this is Ollie Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, DanaWharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, much more than just the best hooks. Get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking fun. We got the catch report coming up. It is time, and it is always sponsored by our great friends at Summit Gasoline. They've got our fishdope.com report this week, and they are at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Also, do you know Summit is the place for the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? I love reading this every week. 25 cents for your first 5-pound bag of ice. Let me say that again. 25 cents for your first 5-pound bag of ice, or $3.99 for 25 pounders, as many as you want. That's less than half the price of most of the others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. So anytime you're bringing your skiff through, throw 35 gallons in, they give you 100 pounds of free ice. Going to fill your kill bags. They are the spot. They've also got Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents and so much more. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. The one thing we don't often mention is how many pumps and pull-throughs they have. Like, yeah. It is the easiest place to get through with your skiff on a trailer. Yeah. I love it. We use them.
It is amazing.
We don't just talk about it. I use them all the time.
Pumps. Yeah, gas and diesel.
And how about 25 cents for a 5-pound bag of ice? Yeah, they're the best. No doubt about it. Well, speaking of the best, we got them. Our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Bob Hoos. Great show, man. You guys are having way too much fun.
Thanks, Mark.
Got it, buddy.
Good morning, Mark.
Morning. So, kind of a tough start to the new year, man. Our thoughts and prayers are with those fire victims. What an incredible tragedy.
Oh, terrible.
And that same windstorm that fed the fires created some impossible conditions to fish in for most of the week. So, as you might expect, not too much new. We do got a break here for a day or maybe two, and I'm sure a few guys will be slipping out, checking out some different areas. Remember, guys, though, no cod fishing. That's shut down until April 1st. So as a consequence, I think there's going to be a lot more focus on the local halibut fishing. Like last winter was really good locally once the fish got located. And we'll be keeping you updated when that gets going again. The guy's been looking around and getting one here, one there, but not much of any consequence just yet. Now, over at Catalina, it's already been steady for those halibut fishing. The sandy bottoms alongside structure and 10 to 40, 50 feet of water there. It's been really productive. Real steady stream of 10 to 20 pounders have been coming for a couple weeks now. So that's always a good fallback position if you're thinking about getting over there looking around for the sea bass. There's just not much on the sea bass scene recently. We had some really big ones a couple weeks back, a couple scores on some really good fish. I think 57 was a big fish, 57 pounds.
Wow.
And that should get going again soon. You know, we're coming up on the moon here. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody's got some on the deck right at the moment. And speaking of sea bass, I had a customer in the tackle store the other day for one tip to help him catch a sea bass. Now, that's like an impossible question. But, you know, I remembered back many years ago when I was first learning, and I was on a charter fishing with the real king of Catalina, Alan Watson. And we slid into a little beach toward the end of the day, put the anchor down, started chopping and chumming, started picking the occasional fish. And it was the other guys on the charter that were picking them. I was not doing anything, kind of struggling, not really having the answers because, again, I just kind of started doing this stuff. And Alan, in that quiet way of his, said, just slow down.
I read that in your book, Mark.
I thought I was fishing slow. So what we were doing is fishing squid on a live squid on a leadhead on this little beach. And, you know, you'd cast it out and you'd let it sink and work it back along the bottom. But the key was to move it slow. If you let it sit, it's going to be bat rays and other kinds of sharks and mud grunts. You can't let it sit. And yet you don't want to be racing it back unless the fish are really aggressive. That's not going to work. There's that just slow. And that little tip that he told me then has caught me a shitload of sea bass in the interims because you just got to just work it slow and patient. And the other thing that I would definitely suggest as a top tip nowadays, do not fish with light tackle if you want to catch a real one. There's so much of that big fish around, you don't know where or when you might hook one. And like back then, I was fishing with a Abu Garcia 6500C and 12 or 15 pound test, and that was okay for the 8 and 12 pounders that we were catching. But for the 50 pounders we got around now, I think they're
doesn't work for those 50 pounders. Yeah. And of course, you know, fishdope.com has all the great stuff for you. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW is your $50 code to get your stuff. And Mark, how do we find you?
I can't hardly hear you there, Pete. We're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. Phone number at the store is 714-840-4262, and the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com.
All right.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday at the new time,
okay,
which is 7:40.
We'll
appreciate that.
Thanks,
very
Mark.
Much. And we're waiting for Marcos, but let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, the phones are packed, and this time we're going to talk to Aaron calling us from Virginia this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How you doing, Prospector? Picking me up?
Oh, my God. Shaggy, what's going on, bud?
Oh, there's a name I haven't heard in a while. Good, man. Good. I just wanted to give you guys a call, and I wanted to let you know that those coasters that you talked me into, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, they're still working on the East Coast. You know, we're still picking up a lot of cobia sight fishing with those things and a lot of big bull drums. So anyway, they work on the East Coast as well. I wanted to let you know that.
Aaron, that's great. I got your Christmas card. Looks like the family's doing well, and stoked that you're catching some fish back there. You're clearly in Costa country in that neck of the woods.
Aaron definitely wins the prize for the farthest call of the day, for sure.
Listening
that's
to us cool. on the app, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, right, Aaron?
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, Bob, hey, I just wanted your take. You know, I flew out and fish California this September. I think we missed each other out there. But the swordfish this season seemed dramatically different than last year's season as far as the deep drop goes. I just wanted, you know, what's your take on what happened this season that was so different than last season?
Yeah, I think, you know, there was a window like Labor Day weekend, and it seemed like the big school was up there at the Channel Islands, and, you know, the marlin were biting at, pretty good at Catalina, and I was telling the guys, man, we don't want to miss this, and it looked like the best fin or show was up there, you know, backside of Santa Cruz, Anacapa, through September. And then after the billfish tournaments, we kind of switched gears and we're doing some deep drop fishing, and we just couldn't locate them. You know, hard to find the good water, and there was a little bit of weather, and what we saw this fall, or at least I did, was the water cooled down really quick. They had, you know, those big fish on the 9 right there on the moon end of October. Luke got that big one and California state record. And if you weren't ready to go that week, you missed it, because November, the water cooled down, we had wind events, and we're going to gear up for this season. And Aaron, please come out. Let's go fishing.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call from Virginia, Aaron. Appreciate your call this morning. Let's try and sneak in one more, Rick.
All right. How about we talk to Brian? He's calling us from Westminster this morning. Hey, Brian, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
So, Brian,
I got a question for Bob. Bob, are you going to have your optometrist out at the PCS show this year? I have a pair of prescription Costas, but I want to pick up another pair and want to see if
yes, we
be out there this year.
Yeah, of course. We're going to have Tom Kritz. He's our RX Costa, you know, for prescription sunglasses. He's going to be right at our booth. We're going to be right behind Fisherman's Landing at PCS. So come on by. I'll get you all set up with Tom. And, of course, we'll have all the frames to look at.
All the Sport RX guys will be there.
I think he's bringing Sport RX,
And if you're in San Diego, Sport RX is
great. They're the best. I send everyone there in San Diego. Yeah. So.
But at the PCS show, you actually have an optometrist.
Sport RX will be with us. Yeah, you can get your prescription right there at the show.
Everybody that needs custom, that's where we always tend to send everybody, and nothing but the best words.
Thanks for the call.
And should we note that you can't get a prescription at your local shop. It doesn't work that way. It is a prescription. You need a doctor to do it for you.
All right. Well, hey, well, those of you on the fan, we'll be back on the fan 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. But those of you on the Let's Talk Hookup app or YouTube and Facebook Live, or if you're on the fan, switch to the app or YouTube, Facebook Live. We're coming back with a full hour Let's Talk Hookup here. Thanks for listening, and we'll be right back with on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Stay tuned.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surger Sport Fishing. Alongside of my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Surger. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at surgersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Rock Cobb Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Screw at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it, fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano's super free spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.